About 10 years ago, the distinguished French conductor and composer Pierre Boulez said he wanted to cut back on conducting and concentrate on his own compositions. Lately, though, he's been returning to America to conduct the Cleveland Symphony and the Chicago Orchestra. He's also been making records again. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz is not unhappy about this.
Pierre Boulez may be our greatest living conductor, so it's good news that he's back in the recording studio. And since he's also our greatest advocate of 20th century music, it's also good news that he's been taking a new look at the music he's most associated with. Deutsche Grammophon has released 3 new discs of Stravinsky, Bartok, and Debussy that are full of subtle but distinctly audible new insights. Maybe best of all is the Debussy album. Boulez once called Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, which was first performed in 1894, the work with which modern music awakes. I thought Boulez's first recording of this in 1968 lived up to his reputation for being cool and analytical. But listen to the lovingly sinuous flute solo that opens the new recording with the Cleveland Orchestra. This is Boulez at his very best. Not only does he let you hear every note, he also lets you hear exactly why Nijinsky's overtly erotic choreography would have caused such a scandal. The other pieces on the new album are sexy in different ways. The 3 orchestral images are among Debussy's most exhilarating and colorful works. The longest and most famous section is the 3-movement Iberia, with its super-saturated cinemascope suggestions of Spanish streets and byways, sensual night perfumes, and a festive holiday morning. Debussy was captivated by Spanish rhythms and harmonies, which he expressed in his daringly original orchestrations. Who would guess that he had only spent a few hours in Spain? Besides these new Deutsche Grammophon discs, the Erato label has been issuing music that Boulez never commercially recorded before, including some of his own compositions, Schoenberg's early and highly romantic symphonic poem, Pelléas and Mélisande, and the complete one-act Stravinsky opera, The Nightingale. Other labels have been releasing live performances of Boulez's astonishing Mahler, Schumann, and even Brahms. And Boulez's old label, Sony, has been reissuing some of Boulez's greatest hits on its new Boulez edition. Welcome back, Pierre Boulez.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and the author of the collection of poems Goodnight, Gracie,